Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin. Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%. I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. 520,000 of you, they know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines
that focus on the facts. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Fact of the day, we had 655 new COVID confirmations yesterday. Once again, Lagos was at the top of that table with 240 cases. My people, you know the drill by now, I'm guessing, eh? You know the drill by now. So please, as much as you can, stay safe out there. Put your mask on as you're going out of the house. There's really no reason for you to not wear a mask, I tell you, right? So wear that mask. Wash your hands as often as you can. Keep your distance from people. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. It's actually that simple, really. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. And when you do go out, you have to keep your distance from everybody else. Second hard fact of the day, glass ceiling convention. Have you registered to attend? We've got so many people registering already. I do hope that you can register as well. Now, of course, if you cannot register to attend via Zoom, it's going to be streamed live on Facebook. It will also be streamed live on YouTube. Remember, our Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. And YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. So we've got a great keynote speaker coming. She is phenomenal. She worked with the New Georgia Project. She's actually the CEO of the New Georgia Project. They're one of the groups that flipped Georgia from Republican to Democrat in the last election. So she's obviously somebody who knows her onion. Now she will share with us how they did, what exactly they did. How they were able to get people to register. And we're going to look at how we will domesticate that for the Nigerian context, given all the drama that happens with elections in Nigeria. Because the goal of this event is to get women to join political parties, register to vote, get tickets to run for office, win their primaries, and go on to win different political positions, you know, in the Senate, in the House of Reps, in the House of Assembly, in the local government councils, as local government chairpersons. That's what we're looking to achieve with this event. And if you are somebody who wants to find out how you can do it, how you can organize in your own little corner of the world, because Chukwudi always says, on hard facts, he always says that the change you want begins with you. Everybody has a role to play. It all starts with your own small community. You may think you don't have any power, but you have no idea how many people you influence. So when you come for this event, we're hoping that we inspire you to take the fight into your community and find women who can make sure that we're equally represented in political office. Because we are half the population. There's no reason why we should not hold half the political power. So go register www.nigeriainfo.fm. Go to that website right now, www.nigeriainfo.fm. You see a banner that has my face on it alongside Nse's face and a host of other speakers like Ndikato, Honorable Nnenna Ukeje, Honorable Zainab Buba Galadima. We've got Damilola Odufuwa there. Kate Henshaw is there. Remember, she ran for office in 2014, right? So she's going to be sharing her experience, you know, what she learned and how we can learn from what she saw when she ran for office. www.nigeriainfo.com. Lagos.fm. Go register right now. But also keep listening to Hard Facts while you're registering, huh? Let's start with the big three. Let's talk about the police arresting two siblings for locking their father in a room for a year because he wanted to sell his own house. Oh, yeah. And then let's talk about President Buhari saying that Nigeria needs a new cybersecurity plan. And then let's talk about concessions. Now, remember, you can talk to us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. You can also talk to us on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. It's Thursday. League of Extraordinary Nigerians is coming your way, as well as Eyewitness. On the Big Hard Fact, we will talk about black tax. I'm sure that a lot of you have somebody that you send money to every month, a relative that relies on you, a little cousin or sibling that you're training. It's very common here in Nigeria and in other parts of Africa and in the black world, really. So we're going to talk about how it affects your finances and your ambitions. You just had a conversation about ambitions, right? Let's talk about how black tax affect your ambitions. 5 p.m. we'll have that conversation. News updates are coming your way at the top of every hour. Listen to every minute so that you get a chance to win 10,000 naira on just a minute. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your Hard Facts.
The Big Three on Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Have a say in whether their parents sell their property. Does Nigeria need a new cybersecurity plan? And are concessions the solution to Nigeria's infrastructure deficit? Those are the big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story is a family dispute over a house that has ended up at the police station. The police arrested two people for allegedly locking their 77-year-old father up in his room for over a year without letting him see anyone. They also took his phone away, so pretty much he was cut off from the outside world. Allegedly, they told everyone who asked for him that they were isolating him to shield him from COVID-19. And why did they do this? Because he said he was going to sell his house. His own house. So these two people who were arrested, Saidat Kazim and Fatima Onakoya, they claim that their father was under a spell. They said the maid that they hired to take care of him had charmed him. According to them, when they wanted to sack the maid, he now threatened to sell the house. His house. And that's why they allegedly locked him up. But of course, we all know, or as we should know, the law doesn't recognize juju. Shebi, we know. Also, the law doesn't give anybody the right to imprison anybody else. The only legal way to deny somebody freedom of movement is for that person to be arrested by the police or sentenced by a judge. But let's talk about this story for a bit. These guys allegedly lock up their father for wanting to sell his own house. This is a man of 77 years. That means his children are probably middle-aged. So the first question that someone like me would ask is, why are grown men so interested in their father's property that they're ready to hold him hostage for 1 year? I mean, he worked for it. It's not their property. He can decide if he wants to will it to them or sell it or give it to somebody else, right? Or am I wrong? Am I not seeing it right? Am I not seeing it correctly? 0700-993-993-993. The number for women, 01465-7190. Where do you stand on this issue? Should adults have a say in whether their parents sell their property? 0700-993-993-993. Should adults have a say in whether their parents sell their property? What do you think of this story? Now, some people say that parents have a responsibility to keep property for their offspring, even when those offspring are adults. What do you think about that? Let's talk to Emmanuel. He's our first caller on the show. Emmanuel, good to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you. This is quite, your topic is quite interesting.
Can you speak up, please? Your voice is very faint.
Okay, ma. According to what the topic we are discussing, it's quite interesting. Like, as the both guys lost their father, isolate their father inside the house because of his own house that he wanted to sell. Absolutely, it's not good. But check it another way around.
Okay.
Maybe you must say that the sons otherwise make sense. Because okay, the property belongs to his father, but honestly, if it is any other issue that bothering his father to sell the house out, he would have told his children, okay, because the properties of the father is also belongs to his children.
But it doesn't belong to the children until he wills it to his children.
Okay, ma. All right. Thank you, ma.
All right, Emmanuel, thank you very much for calling. I'm not saying that matter-of-factly. I'm just saying, you know, what the law recognizes. It's not the property of the children until the father says, this is your property now, you know. It's his property, isn't it? Or am I wrong? Please tell me if I'm wrong. I would like to hear how I am wrong. Does society create a false sense of entitlement here? Is that what's happening here? Is there a false sense of entitlement at play here when it comes to the property of parents or the property of siblings? Akibwe Infestak, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What is there is that the Bible says riches sometimes are inheritance. And then where are you going to inherit what the Bible says sometimes is inheritance? That's for your parents.
What if this man is not a Christian? We're not all Christians.
Now, the Bible do not make reference to Christians alone. It's all the universe.
You can't say that now. That's
okay,
arrogant now.
That is nature. Okay,
no, that's not nature. Akiwe, that's not nature. You can't use Bible like to dictate to people that don't subscribe to the Bible.
Let me hear now. If it is the only house the man has, what plan does he have to, when he said the house, where will he be? That arrangement have not been made. Is he going to rent a place?
But he's an adult now. A 77-year-old man. Is that not an adult?
A 77-year-old man sell his house. Where will he stay now? Outside? Or what will he do with the money at 77?
I don't know, but it's his property to do it as he pleases now.
The father to say. The father should be, they should stay there and give the man a befitting burial. Then they can have the right to sell the house and share the property, the money. But now they want to release the housemaid or the man that they employed to look after him. Immediately, that one cast a spell against him so that that is the only house. So he wants to use it to punish them.
Can he not buy another house?
But is there any plan like that? The father would have called them and said, look, let's all sell this house. If it is 3-bedroom, I buy. Then that will be my place. They will have to struggle for their home. Nothing like that. He wants to sell the house. What about the money?
Why should he call them? Is it not his house? His property?
Your property. Don't you know?
Yes, your children may be your property, but this is his house. Do they call him when... Mrs. Akibwe, do they call him when they're about to sell their own things?
Like, if they have not sold anything, or they are not standing well, or they are...
If they want to sell their house, will they call their father and take permission to sell their own personal house? Why should he call his children and ask for permission to sell his house?
His children is asset to him. So he has the right to relate with them, and they will have the right to agree, this is what you should do with the money. Or buy or build another bungalow. A woman sold the house left for the husband, here in Festa, and when they build at least 6-bedroom at Umoe, there is an agreement with him, with her and the son. Instead of living in two bedroom, that's an agreement. But this one, it is not unfair. So that's why maybe they lock him up, and maybe the papers are with the housemaid or the man the employer has taken the papers.
Okay, thank you for calling. Let's talk to Mrs. Ajayi in Surulere. Mrs. Ajayi, how you see this story?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You see, the old man could be saying that to put the children in order.
Okay.
You understand me?
Okay.
And another thing, the children are unruly.
Okay.
They are not properly trained. Maybe they don't even have good education.
Okay.
They refuse to go to school.
Okay.
Because if they went to school, they will know that their father's property is not what they should sit down and be fighting over.
No, but you heard Mrs. Akibe. The property is the inheritance of the children. You know, they are his assets.
No. The man can decide to do whatever he wants to do with his property. I know a man who entered into a contract with another man, sold the house to him, and pleaded with the man that he should allow him to stay in the house until he dies because he had diabetes. He knew he would die soon. So after the man's death, the other person came and claimed the house. And there was nothing the children could do because they were terrible children. They should not stop having sense of responsibility because those children, if care is not taken, they will still end up killing themselves over that house. Let them go and work, buy their own land, build the house, and then invite their own father to come and help dedicate the house. You understand me?
I understand.
So this one they are doing, they are lazy children. That house, they will end up killing one another over that property. At the end of the day, they are lazy. They are lazy. And if you will look at this type of house, maybe it's a house somewhere that even by the time they sell it, and they share the money, they won't even be able to use the money to do anything. Let them go and build their home. Let them go and work out and build their home and stop having a sense of responsibility that is their father's has been inherited. How are they going to share? How are they going to divide it? And probably the man still has other children. They are shameless. That is the way I see.
Mrs. Ajayi, thank you very much for calling. If you just joined the show, Lagos, our first story on today's Big Three is a family dispute over a house that has ended up at the police station. Police arrested two people for allegedly locking their 77-year-old father up in his room for over a year without letting him see anyone. They also took his phone away, so he was cut off from the outside world. They told everyone, allegedly, that they were isolating him to shield him from COVID-19. And the reason they did this is because he said he was going to sell his house. Saidat, Kazim and Fatima Onakoya, they claimed their father was under a spell. They said the maid that they hired to take care of him charmed him. And according to them, when they wanted to sack the maid, he threatened to sell the house. His house. Not house that they built for their father. House that he owns by himself. And that's why they allegedly locked him up. Now, like I said when we started this conversation, the law doesn't recognize juju. The law doesn't give anybody the right to imprison anybody else. The only legal way to deny somebody freedom of movement is for that person to be arrested by the police or sentenced by a judge. And so the bigger question that we're having, conversation we're having here, is the reason for this move. These guys allegedly locked up their father for wanting to sell his own house, a 77-year-old man. That tells me his children are middle-aged. So the first question I am asking, that's somebody like me, Sandra Ezekwesili, I am asking, why are grown adults so interested in their father's property that they are ready to hold him hostage? He worked for it. It's not the property of the children. The father can decide whether he wants to will it to the children, whether he wants to sell it, whether he wants to give it to somebody else. It's his right. It's his property. Right? Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, call me and tell me, yeah? I'm sure a lot of people will disagree with me on this conversation. A lot of people will say parents have a responsibility to keep property for their children, even if those children are adults. Is that where you stand? Is that what you think? Fidelis in mile 12 is on the line. I hope he's still there. Hello, Fidelis. Oh, he's not anymore. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thanks for calling. Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Lekki.
Susan, what do you think about this story?
For me, I think there are so many issues that we should consider too.
Okay.
The fact that they were able to hire a maid means they may not be totally irresponsible.
Okay.
I mean, that's one angle. And then secondly, like Sandra was saying, there's this sense of, this
entitlement
with the children in the generation now. So it could be two ways.
Okay.
It could be that these children are irresponsible, or it could be they actually care about the father. So for me, I think the matter is not concluded. I think there are so many issues surrounding the matter.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Hello.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Taiwo Rafam is the name.
Welcome, Taiwo.
Well, to me, the way I see the children, they are very, very, very irresponsible.
Okay.
Because irresponsible someone will never have the mind locking up the father in the house.
But he wanted to sell the house, and according to them, he was under a spell.
Yeah, hold on. Both of them are ladies, right?
Well, Saidat and Fatima, so yes.
They're both ladies.
Yes.
Why are they not in their husband's house? That's to tell you they're very, very irresponsible. If you're a responsible woman, you're meant to be under your husband's roof. You're supposed to be under your husband's roof, not fighting for your property of your father. That's to tell you the height of their irresponsibility. That's my own conclusion.
Give the phone to the other guy because he's talking, but I need to hear his thoughts.
Hello.
Hello. Tell me what you think.
My name is Isaac.
Hi, Isaac. Tell me what you think of this story.
Those ladies are very, very irresponsible ladies because a woman, let's say at the age of 25, you need to find ways and means to be in your husband's house, not to lock up 77 years old man. Okay, what about if the man no bought the house? Are they going to lock him off? So they need to, try their own best to get their own. Okay, if the man no tell them to sell the house, and unfortunately the man sell the house without telling them, so they should find ways. I mean, sorry to say, a lot of children nowadays, we are too much lazy. We are not fighting for our own. My father gets, my mother gets. This is how we are taking to spoiling our nation. If not that, nowadays, the youth, we're supposed to, the old people not supposed to even work. But now, they see that youth are lazy. That's what they are feeling willing of. They are entering into this thing. See this country. Two ladies where they're supposed to, stand by themselves. They lock their 77 years old man inside room. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you very much for calling. It's 26 minutes past 3. We're going to move on to our second story, but you can still call us and talk about this story after the break. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Our first story is a family dispute over a house that has ended up at the police station. Police arrested two people for allegedly locking their 77-year-old father in his room for over a year without letting him see anyone because he wanted to sell his property. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezek.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The president wants to update the national cybersecurity policy, and that's our second story. It's 3:30 Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. First of all, were you aware we already have a national cybersecurity policy? Well, if you didn't, I don't think you're alone. But yeah, in 2014, the government came up with one. And that one from 2014 had some clear goals. Improve the fight against cybercrime, improve broadband penetration, increase internet activity, and also create opportunity for jobs in cybersecurity and IT, and help Nigerian businesses and innovators in that space. So I guess my first question to you is, do you think that the 2014 National Cybersecurity Plan has been successful? Do you think that the goals for the 2014 Cybersecurity Plan were achieved? The president says that he thinks that it's been a success, but he wants to update the plan and add some new goals. So, for example, he says fake news and hate speech are now big problems on the internet, and Nigeria needs a plan for combating them. Now, the experts have been talking about the president's remarks, and many of them are saying that they're surprised the president did not mention the biggest cybersecurity debate in the country today, which is cryptocurrency. We all know that the CBN has banned banks from serving crypto exchanges. We also know that both the CBN and the SEC have also sent out conflicting signals about crypto, you know, that they're looking into the way to regulate crypto, not ban it. So some observers were hoping that the president, in talking about cybersecurity, would talk about crypto and offer some clarity or some guidance. That didn't happen. But here are my first questions for you. Did the old cybersecurity plan work? Do you think we need a new one? He's actually already unveiled the new one. Do you think we need that one? What do you think about the president making hate speech and fake news a priority in this plan? 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. We also have 01465-7190. Yes, you can still talk about our first story if you'd prefer. So go ahead and make that call today. We have WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Chinedu is in Festac. He's on the line. Chinedu, how are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
I want to say about the old man.
Yes, the first story. Go ahead.
My own take on the issue is that a man of 77 years old, what is on his mind that he wanted to sell his house? What does he need the money for?
Is it not his house and his money?
What does he need the money for that? If you want to sell that house with at least, like, you sell the house for like 10 or 20 million, what does a man of 77 years old need that money for?
Is it not his money?
Okay, what if his wife is at that house now and he said he wants to sell the house?
That's a different conversation. If his wife is there, it's a different conversation. But his wife is not in the picture.
I mean, we don't know the root of the matter yet. He just said he wants to sell the house for no reason.
No, I told you that his daughters wanted to send the nurse away, and he said, "Don't send the nurse away," and then threatened to sell his house. And because he made a threat to sell the house, they locked him up in a room for 1 year.
Him and that is house help.
But he's an adult, is he not?
He's an old man, 77 years old.
77 years old is an adult male, isn't he?
All he just needs is to be taken care of, and the children are taking care of him.
Don't you think there's a lot of entitlement in this conversation? I mean, okay, we're telling a 77-year-old man he has no right to do with his property as he pleases.
Understand that word? Wait, let me ask you this. What if that house is the only source of income?
What do you mean?
The only source of income.
The only source of whose income?
His own income.
Now, what if he wanted to buy a smaller house and use the rest of the money for his retirement?
He doesn't want to buy a smaller house. He has an agenda.
How do you know that? How do you know he doesn't want to buy a smaller house?
The children know what they're saying. That man has an agenda.
All right. I think this is a huge conversation we need to have next week. Hope in Mushing. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Hello, Hope. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Yeah. See, anything where the man like, make him take your money, do. Now he's straight. Now he build the house.
Hmm.
Children, they fight out to build house for their parents. They won't kill their parents because of his wealth.
Hmm.
They will rot in jail. If I'm the family of that man, I will take the case to the land that they will never come out from prison. They are very useless children. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Hope. This thing happened at number 47 Maria Oko Street, Buckner area of the Ejibo Local Council Development here in Lagos. It's quite the story. It's quite the story. Hmm? You had the police and a member of the Committee for the Defense of Human Rights storming this man's house on Tuesday to rescue him from the room where he was held in captivity. The Saidat and Fatima will be transferred to State Criminal Investigation and Intelligence Department Kwanti for investigation, while efforts will be made to apprehend their accomplices. Confined in his room by his children, because they suspected he was making plans to sell his property. Let's talk to Simi on the line. Simi, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Since I want to contribute concerning the first issue.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Because I read the story on Punch,
mm-hmm.
and I think the children have good reasons for doing that.
Okay.
First, the man's husband is in the house with him and another maid. When I read the story, I think the maid they sent away, I think it was even the maid they sent that they are talking about that went to report to the police.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when somebody is under spell, there is nothing anybody will say that the person will agree to.
But spell is not a legal matter now. Law does not recognize spell.
Okay, fine. Let's say it's not a legal matter.
Mm.
Now, if the maid have her way, the man sold the property, she went away with the money, he's still going to fall back to the children. The children are still going to be the one in trouble looking for how to take care of the man, looking for how to feed the man, where the man is going to stay. I don't think they just lock him up. Their mother is also there as well. When the police got to the apartment, nobody to open the door. They had to force the door open. And they met the man, his wife, and a maid that is taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they just wanted to lock the man. I guess maybe they have been talking to the man. But because, well, the spell is not under the law. But they feel that, okay, the best way for them to do is just to cut the man off the maid.
Okay.
So me, that's why I feel, I think they are not wrong. We should not just, I know they can't just say they want to lock the man up, even if the man wants to sell his property.
No, but not once, when we were talking about this story, we've not said that they just woke up and decided to lock the man up. They locked the man up because the man threatened to sell his house.
Yes, because
but it's his house.
We know that there is spell. We know there is spell, though it's not under the law. But we know that people can be influenced by spell. So they felt that this man is under spell. And if they don't do anything, it will still come back to them. What if the later the man said, okay, it's my property, let me sell it. The man is old. It's not that he's sick. It's not that he's having any issue. Okay, why do you want to sell? If the man has given them a good reason.
But why should he give his children a reason for selling his house? It's his house.
Because if the man is old and it's the children's responsibility, if anything should happen to the man, it will still fall back on the children. They will not just leave him. They will not just be looking at him. Fine, it's his property. But if anything should happen, or if the man falls sick or something happens, they can't be looking at him. They can't go and call the maid. They're okay. Oh, come and take care of our father.
This is a man that disowned his wife and children. Oh. According to one of his children, the man disowned his wife. And this is a man that disowned his wife and children, according to one of his children.
I didn't get you, please.
I'm saying that the man in question disowned his wife and children.
Yes, because initially he didn't disown them. It was after the police now got to the apartment. What the man was saying was he does not want to. He does not want to see the children again, that he has disowned them. It was after the police entered, not before they were said to sell.
No. The head of the family told the Punch that he had disowned his wife and children.
But the wife is still in the building with him. If he has the son, the man is wife. So what is the wife still doing in the house with him?
Good question. Simi, thank you very much for calling. We need to move on to our final story because at 3:45, I'll hand you over to Olymp Trade, who will teach you how to trade Forex. For our third story, concessions. That's the conversation. Federal and state governments are running out of money, and so now they're turning to the private sector to take over some of their projects and facilities, either for a fee or part of a PPP arrangement. We talked about it a bit last week, right? Remember? With the managing director of the Lekki Concession Company. And the reason we pay them money at the toll gate is that they did government's job for government. They built the Lekki Expressway with their own money because government couldn't afford to pay a contractor. And then in return, LCC gets to collect their money back from us, a small process through the tolls. Now, when that repayment will end is another story. But right now, more governments are turning to concessions as a way forward for project finance. This week, we heard from the Federal Ministry of Works. They will concession 12 highways under a program that they're calling Highway Management Development Initiative. So basically, if a company takes HMDI, that's what it's called for short, HMDI concession, they will be allowed to collect toll on the road in exchange for repairing and maintaining the road. The highways in question are Bini Asaba, Abuja Lokoja, Kano Katsina, Onitsha Owerri, Sagamu Benin, Abuja Kefi Akwangwa, Kano Shuari, Potiskum Damaturu, Lokoja Benin, Enugu Fort Harcourt, Ilorin Jegba, Lagos Ota Abeokuta, and Lagos Badagry Seme border. These are the roads in question. So that's the Ministry of Works. Now, the BPE also has concession plans. That's the Bureau of Public Enterprises. They're planning to concession the Calabar and Kano's special economic zones, the Lagos International Trade Fair Complex as well, and Tafawa Balewa Square. In fact, BPE says that the Lagos State Government has already agreed to be part of the TBS concession. State will own 24% of the concession company. Now, I need to point out that both TBS and the Trade Fair Complex have been concessioned before. And the federal government had to cancel the concession agreement because the contractor was not doing what was expected of them. And that brings up one of the big challenges with concessions. Will the government have the ability to monitor the concession and ensure that the concessionaire is delivering the services that they are meant to deliver? Because sometimes they can, sometimes they cannot. And it's not only federal government looking at concessions. We have state governments going this route as well. Delta State Government, for example, is now saying that they're going to concession Asaba Airport. By the way, we're going to be talking about this thing next week, this concession conversation. We'll have it next week. We'll talk about the challenges, how to make them work, next week, Tuesday, on the Big Hard Fact. I'm going to have some experts on the show to break some of these issues down. But that's it on the concession news story. Three stories on the big three. If you want to talk about any of them and you couldn't call in right now because we're about to hand over to the guys from Olymp Trade, not to worry. You can call in at 6:15. After the news at 6, calling at that time and share your thoughts. We have so many comments on social media, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, but we can't take them at the moment because we need to take that break and hand over to the team from Olymp Trade. After that, League of Extraordinary Nigerians, Eyewitness, and then Black Tax. Don't go away.